Three-way. Part 2. Written by Felix O'Brien. Narrated by Emily Wilden. Look at him. Probably nursing a semi. Twat. Thinks he's dead subtle. Thinks I don't know what he's thinking. Tit. I do. He wants to fuck her. That girl over there. That slut. I mean, look at her. Definitely a slut. Right? Textbook slut. A proper slutty slut like, Kylie Jenner or Rihanna. I hate her. Not Rihanna. Well, her as well. But her over there. Hate her. Never met her. Never spoke to her. Never seen her before in my life. But I fucking hate her. I'm not in the habit of hating women. I usually like them by default, purely because they're not fucking men. And, well, I mean, that's a good start now, isn't it? But her. Her I hate. Irrationally? Yeah, right. Fair enough. But, I mean, I don't know anything about her. At all. Could be a doctor. Or a lawyer. Or a fucking nun, for all I know. For all I care. Could be a really, really good person. Nah. She's... yeah. Hate him more, though. Obviously. Thinks he's so fucking discreet. He does this all the time. Once, right, we were in Cancun on holiday, and he took a liking to the waitress. In his defence, she was gorgeous. Stunning. She looked like Salma Hayek or Sofia Vergara or something. You know, Hispanic. Which, I mean, obviously, we were in Mexico. Anyway, he's just staring at this poor fucking waitress. Slack-jawed, glazed over, speechless. And she was really fucking freaked out, poor thing. It was quite funny, actually. I had to tell her he was a bit retarded. Took her to one side and said he'd had an accident. Hand gliding. Flew headfirst into a cliff face. And that he'd never been the same since. Lo siento mucho, señorita. Mi novio está extraña mentalmente. He doesn't speak Spanish. Fortunately. Found his porn the other day. Yep. Wasn't even that well hidden. It was in a ring binder. A leather arch. Underneath all the laundry stuff. I think he thinks that's the last place anyone would think to look. But that's only because he never does the fucking laundry. So, yeah. Printouts. All in little plastic wallets. Fucking... who does that? Why doesn't he just Google porn like any fucking normal human being? I mean, a ring binder. Is he fucking 8? Jesus. Anyway, I was quite interested. See what makes him tick. Because, well, to be honest, I have no fucking clue what he's into. Sexually. He's all about taking care of Natalie. Unselfish, he says. Which is a fucking joke. Firstly, you can't call yourself unselfish. That's not how it works. You shouldn't notice what a good person you are. Defeats the purpose. Second, I do not relish being licked out for 45 minutes straight. I don't know anyone who does. Fucking dull. Ugh. So, this folder. Like I say, I was intrigued. I mean, he'd went to all the trouble of printing it all out. So it must have been good, right? So I open it, leaf through, and it's the most mundane, conventional shit. Soft focus, one man, one woman, missionary. Occasionally, fucking blindfolds. It was all a bit Mills and Boone, to be honest. Shouldn't be surprised, really. Always thanks me after. Thanks me. Every time. It's been 5 years. Fucking 5 years. Fucking pussy. So, his porn portfolio. His pornfolio was... pornfolio. Disappointing. Fucking depressing as fuck. I was hoping for something a bit more extreme. Hoping he had some secret fucking dark recesses. Because I'm into that. Nasty shit. Well, I mean, I think I could be into that. Maybe. Given the chance. Be dominated. A little. Maybe. Dunno. I think love's a little bit like gangrene. No, wait, hear me out, right? Starts off small, spreads, grows, and only very gradually do you notice that you're in serious shit. Next thing you know, you've got a fucking zombie-like, all festering and black. And medical advice says, I'm afraid Miss Duffy will have to amputate. And you know that's for the best. And that if you don't cut off the dead limb, it'll probably be the death of you. But it's my leg. And I don't want to have to live without it. I want to say that to him. I want to tell him he's my necrotic foot. And even though he causes me so much fucking pain that it hurts to exist, that I love him too much to cut him off. And that I need him to hold me up. I need him. But I think that might scare him off. Understandably. So I don't. And I just look at him. Looking at her.